Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, and this is At Large at Medscape. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as the ACA or Obamacare, is a vast, complicated, ambitious, and audacious multi-part social and economic experiment, unprecedented and prospectively created interdigitating complexities. Tonight, in his 2014 State of the Union address, President Obama chose to say little about health or health care. He did note some improvement in the slowing of the obesity epidemic. He did not allude to the well-known glitches in the rollout of the ACA, but did celebrate that roughly 12 million additional Americans now have health insurance, people who would not have had such without the ACA. The focus tonight was mostly about new access via insurance and prevention of personal bankruptcies. How well is a fully implemented ACA likely to succeed in a historical perspective? I have graded the U.S. healthcare system across 11 parameters since 1992. These data have been published for various years at JAMA, the Medscape Journal of Medicine, and MedPage Today. The desired parameters are: 1, provides access to basic care for all; 2, produces real cost control; 3, promotes continuing quality and safety; 4, reduces administrative hassle and cost; 5, enhances disease prevention; 6, encourages primary care; 7, considers long-term care; 8, provides necessary patient autonomy; 9, safeguards physician autonomy; 10, limits professional liability; and 11, possesses staying power. A perfect score for each parameter is 9. A perfect score for the overall system would be 9 times 11, or 99. In 1994, when the Clinton plan was being considered, the U.S. score was 55. Had the Clinton plan been adopted and fully implemented, the score would have been 70. Of course, that plan got nowhere. In 2005, I graded the U.S. healthcare system at 52. By 2009, the total score had decreased to 42, key losses being in access, cost, and quality. Obamacare was enacted in 2010. Rollout of features was gradual, with the new full law implementation now only in 2014. As with any startup, problems have been many. For a law that affects nearly one-fifth of a gigantic economy, enormous inertia and robust resistance are to be expected. Using a football analogy, it is early in the first quarter. The kickoff was fumbled, passes intercepted, numerous penalties incurred. A very public mess. President Obama gets it. Many of the process issues have been fixed. The future will assess the value of the substance. Assuming full implementation of the ACA is enacted with few changes, I project a U.S. healthcare system score of 64, with the main gains coming in access, quality, cost control, and prevention of disease. Obamacare is not government or socialized medicine. It is a hybrid of multiple diverse components designed to make a bad system a little less bad. Considering the ideological dysfunction of our government, it was the best we could do at the time. What does big government do well? Collect money and dispense money. Witness Social Security. What does big government do poorly? Manage large operations with efficiency and accountability. Witness the Pentagon. It can't even do an audit. Since my scoring system began in 1994, what part of the American healthcare system has always scored high? Medicare. In fact, an improved Medicare for All system scores 80. Not perfect, but a huge improvement over all others considered. Privately run medicine with government funding, and the ability for individuals or companies to opt out if they wish to use their own money to buy business class or boutique care outside of the Medicare system of basic care. Obviously, that is what the U.S. should do, almost as obvious that is what the U.S. will do. We just can't predict the date quite yet. I personally agree with the president's earlier statements that basic health care is a human right, not a privilege or a commodity available only to those able to pay whatever price is charged. We are not quite there yet, but we are getting closer. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape.